Climate protests, which way forward after the 20th of September? Josh Asker, Southampton Socialist Party. The 20th of September Earth Strike marks an important new stage in the youth strike for climate protests. These began over a year ago, and have mobilized millions of young people around the world. They are an expression of anger at governments that preside over a system which creates inequality, injustice, and destruction, and is unable to provide youth with a future. The capitalist politicians are incapable of solving the climate crisis and the misery of low pay, unemployment, debt, poverty and homelessness. Now, on the 20th of September, students are linking up with workers in protests and strikes. In this country, many workers are following the call from the University and College Union, UCU, for a 30-minute lunchtime stoppage. Locally, many different trade unions are collaborating in the protests. This is an important development, because of the potential power that workers hold. Mass protests like those organized by Extinction Rebellion can block the streets, but coordinated action by workers can grind whole cities to a standstill. The trade unions have 6 million members and these workers are potentially a colossal force in the fight to kick out the Tories and to save our planet. Students' unions, an important part of this struggle is also the formation of school students' unions, so that no one takes action on their own, and students can organize to defend each other, and their right to protest. These could link up with students at other schools and colleges in a local area, and eventually at a national level. They could act to democratically decide how to take the movement forward, as well as fighting on other issues such as school funding. Links need to be maintained between students' unions and workers' unions beyond the 20th of September protests. The fight to save our environment is intrinsically linked to the fight to improve all aspects of our lives. The same capitalist politicians that are unable to solve the climate crisis are also unable to give us a future with decent jobs, pay and services. The climate strikers have raised the slogan "System change, not climate change." There is no way that climate change can be stopped while the capitalists continue with their drive for profits worldwide. We believe that system change must be socialist if it is to be capable of solving the environmental catastrophe we face. Fighting for a socialist alternative to capitalism's austerity and climate crisis requires building a mass movement of workers and young people in this country and internationally. And as part of that process, we need a political voice. Kicking out the Tories in a general election would be just the first step. To guarantee a decent future for working class and young people, a Corbyn-led government would have to dismantle the control that the big corporations exert over the economy. This would mean taking them into public ownership, democratically controlled and managed by working class people. In that way, it would be possible to draw up a plan of investment to provide jobs, homes, services and the resources we need, while at the same time ensuring that the environment is protected. But pollution and environmental destruction don't stop at national boundaries. Only international socialist cooperation can save our planet, and this is what the Socialist Party and our sister organizations and the Committee for a Workers' International are fighting for here and around the globe.